Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number one.
All right, Clint, the biggest story right now. The trade deadline officially ended 30 seconds ago. 32 seconds ago, the trade deadline in Major League Baseball ended, and the Astros made a move with about 15 minutes remaining. They're trading their center fielder, Miles Straw, to the Indians in a deal that brings right-handed pitcher Phil Maton, we're going to go with. He comes back to Houston. ERA over four, right-hander. The report that Jeremy Branham said is that he has really good swing and miss stuff, which James Click likes. So Phil Maton will join this bullpen, adding to the relievers they already brought in. They brought in Kendall Graveman, who is a big-time guy, Rafael Montero, Yimi Garcia. They add a fourth to the bullpen.
Give me a chance, coach.
You got something.
I got something. It's Maton.
It's Maton?
Maton.
So Phil Maton.
Yep. I think that's what I said at first. I hit it.
Pronunciation, M-A-Y-T-A-H-N, Maton.
There
we go. Your newest Astros, ladies and gentlemen.
And the first thought that I was having and we were discussing is, are they going to make another move for another center fielder? Because right now it would look like Chaz McCormick and Kyle Tucker are their center field options. And I'll just say there could still be moves made. Maybe trades went in prior to 3 o'clock that haven't been announced. Jake Marisnyk, former Astro, just went to the Padres. That's another one. Freddie Galvis just came across 1 minute. So we're still going to keep our eyes and ears open for this. But, I mean, the question has to be right
this
now.
I think Show is more worked up right now about this center field, the void in center field position.
Show's like me when I drank a Mountain Dew as a kid.
Well, I've just never seen a guy get so worked up like to think that like one of the guys in the dugout, like they don't have a plan for center field. It may not be a blockbuster defensive center fielder that's killer at the plate as well. But I mean, I think they've probably got an option.
Well, sure, they have a plan, but the plan that we see as of now, like I said, there could still be some that has been announced. But the plan as of right now is Chaz McCormick or Kyle Tucker, which then brings Diaz to a corner field position.
Defensively, both of those guys can do the job that Miles Straw was doing. Right? I mean, I'm asking. I don't know.
Chaz closer. I think there's a drop off defensively from both of them with Miles Straw. Not as much with Chaz McCormick, but I think there's a drop off with defensively. Definitely.
I mean, is it you worth losing your stuff over?
I'm just saying, Clint.
I'm asking. I don't know. I'm ignorant. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to learn here.
I'm gonna tell you right. I'll say this.
Like, if you're this passionate about it, I'm pretty sure you got a little something to back it.
This is my deal. And Tyler, you are the Astro fan, so you can jump in. And Astros fans, hell, you can call up hell if you want to, because this is stop traffic for me. you have the second best record in baseball right now. If you're gonna go. Hell, I didn't agree with Max Scherzer, but if you're going to go. You can't leave yourself like this in center field. Like, you can't come in with a drop-off off defensively with Kyle Tucker and then, you know, hoping Diaz or testing it with Alvarez to completely drop your defense, or
I would give up a step in the outfield. I'd give up a step in center field to improve the bullpen. Is that more than a step?
Like
I don't think so.
I don't think you needed to do it that like that. Like that's I just said there has to be something else. Or they have been doing something with Chaz McCormick or Kyle Tucker where they feel comfortable. Because maybe I'm off. Are you comfortable with that being your outfield, like that being your center field situation?
I am.
You're comfortable with it. What's your starting outfield? What's your outfield that you would want to see?
I got Brantley or Yordan in left. I got McCormick in center, and I got Tucker in right. That's as it stands now. I still think it's possible in the next few minutes we see something hit the wire.
I just had,
and Clint gets a center fielder. But if he doesn't, I'm all right with McCormick.
Byron Buxton was somebody people have been talking about. I just got a guy very close who covers the Twins and told me I don't believe Buxton's on the move. So that's one where I was seeing. I don't know, man. I mean, Miles. I mean, listen.
Options. I think your third and fourth outfielder are McCormick and Diaz. Your fifth infielder is Diaz, and you just utility those two guys right there through the process, and you get a better bat in the lineup because of it, and you've upgraded your bullpen. Is the downgrade in center field, or in the downgrade, I guess, in the outfield across the board? Because if you move one guy, if you move Tucker to center, then you're obviously getting that, you're downgrading.
I guess I'm just thinking you get better.
I think so.
You got better.
I don't think the change defensively is that big of a deal, and McCormick is obviously just much better offensively. So I think you get better.
Hold on. Is he much better? Under what metric? Not the numbers. The numbers don't say that.
Oh, Straw's numbers have been plummeting.
They've been plummeting, but where are McCormick's?
That's why you sell high. I think that's why Click does it.
So you think McCormick's going to be the starter in center?
I do. As it stands right now,
white
yeah.
boy, Chaz. I see you, too.
Chazzy.
I think Diaz to right. I think Diaz goes to right, Tucker goes to center, and Brantley and Alvarez play left. And I think you put that – now your eight-hole hitter is Diaz, which is a better bat than any of the guys you're talking about.
We
got to
talk about, did you get better? I'm going to take that in from you. I'm not going to just take a crap on it.
Well, if our boy Maton balls out, the answer is hell yeah.
By the way, fellas, friend of the show, native Houstonian, MLB Network's Roflo, Robert Flores, he's going to join us in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, then let's ask
damned.
Him.
Sitting
like,
on
I
go,
feel like
Roflo.
That's got to be.
Roflo sitting on go.
That's,
come
that's
on,
just
Whip.
Interesting. Once again, someone said you've talked about Miles Straw like a dog. But
you
I
have?
Mean, I have. But I will also say.
Maybe not a dog. You were just critical, which is what we do for a living.
But I will just say, if you're going for it all, Chaz McCormick's not. To me, not the option. Like, if you're going to go for it all, when you got the White Sox, let me stop. Going to get Craig Kimbrell and Liam Hendricks and all this, and you're going, Chad.
Oh, negative Nancy.
But negative. I'm just saying, if you're going to go for it, go for it.
It's like Tony Gwynn said, though. I mean, Straw or whoever it is, if it's McCormick now, it doesn't matter. This offense is still amazing.
You're right. There has to be a plan somewhere else.
Big 3-3, number 2.
This has been huge news coming out of the NFL, Clint, that I think can affect the Texans in multiple ways. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Carson Wentz is out indefinitely as he undergoes further testing for a foot injury that he suffered at the end of Thursday's practice, sources tell Adam Schefter and Mike Wells, ESPN. Here's why. One, they're in the division. That's the obvious one.
Right.
And you look at it, sorry, Jacob Eason or Sam Ellinger are the backups for the Colts. Good luck. That's a completely different thought of a team. But even bigger to me, as this spins back to who it always seems to spin back to, Deshaun Watson. Everyone's talked about the Eagles with those three first-round picks. But one of those potential first-round picks are always predicated on how much that Carson Wentz plays.
He's got to play 75%
of snaps. It turns into a first. That is something you just look at, because if he's really hurt this year, that brings down some ammunition that the Eagles have, and I know the Dolphins may be celebrating somewhere potentially for that. But this injury affects the Texans in multiple ways here.
Oh yeah, it does. I mean, absolutely does. And I think first and foremost, well, I guess when you're in the middle of a rebuild, it really doesn't make a rip, to be honest with you. But first and foremost, you got to see the Colts twice this year. And whether you love or hate Carson Wentz, and I don't know if you're on the Dan Orlovsky train and you just are in love with Carson Wentz or not, he's a good quarterback. This team is better if he's healthy, obviously. So this is good for the Texans because you would much rather face the Colts with Jacob Eason or Sam Ehlinger at the quarterback position. So we'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, it's a foot injury that he suffered at the end of Thursday's practice. So, but he's out indefinitely. So we'll keep an eye on it and see how it goes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll see. So I think Texans fans, that's a place you want to keep an eye on things because that could affect the Eagles situation. Once again, is that right? Coming up behind us, coming up in the next segment, we got
Roflo, yes.
Robert Flores, MLB Network. We got to see because he's a Houston fan. I'll believe him.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, last night we talked about it. We had a NBA draft special right here hosted by our Rockets insider, Adam Spolane, as well as Sean Pendergast. And they made their move. The number 2 pick they had, and Jalen Green was the guy we thought they were going to go with. They made 3 other moves, and good Lord, we'll see if I can pronounce these names. But let's go to the GM. Here's the GM, Rafael Stone, on their first pick, Jalen Green.
Jalen is a uniquely blessed guy. He's a transcendent athlete. He just is. He runs faster than people, and he's athletic in a super functional way. It's not up and down. It's not rigid. It's super fluid. I have no idea how high he jumps, but it's insanely high. And he can handle the ball and he can shoot. Normally, people that athletic aren't as skilled because they can just rely on their athleticism. And so we think that combination of things, of tools, just makes him an extraordinarily exciting prospect.
That's Rafael Stone saying he thinks he's special. And when you have the top, we've talked about this, Clint. When you have a pick that high and when you're rebuilding like the Rockets are, those are the traits of what you're looking for, everything that he just explained.
Yeah, look, I mean, everybody that studies the game inside and out, studies the NBA draft inside and out, I think the most excitable player that I've heard people consistently talk about was Jalen Green, the one that the Rockets ended up with. You know, I mean, that's I know Cade Cunningham's a hell of a player, and maybe I heard more about Jalen Green because they people knew he would be available. But I'm anxious to see him in Rocket Red because obviously I hadn't studied the player the way that our NBA insiders have, and man, they just go on and on about his athletic ability and how freakishly talented he is. I'm anxious to see this guy on the floor for the Rockets.
They got a couple of bigs, Alperen Sengun, Josh Christopher, a guard who actually has a really good relationship. They went to LeBron's kids' school, Sierra Canyon in California together. They went to high school together.
You creeping on LeBron's kids' friends now?
No,
is Jalen, that what we're doing?
No, Jalen Green.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
I'm going to pass out. Here we go. Tyler, what the hell do you have now?
All right. So you fellas were just discussing the Colts news with Carson Wentz injury. There's a bit of an update from Ian Rapoport. Colts quarterback Carson Wentz is expected to miss the rest of the preseason and faces the prospect of foot surgery. Sources say he's hoping to play through it, but surgery to repair would likely mean he's on the sideline when the season starts.
Mm. Oh, boy. So that's 75%. Time that he has to play for the Eagles to get that into a first-round pick is really, really in potential danger. So keep your eyes on that. Colts quarterback potentially to have foot surgery. He's going to miss the rest of the preseason and may miss the start of the year trying to play through it. All right, the Astros have made a lot of moves, and their most recent move is they traded their center fielder for a right-handed reliever, and it looks like their center field options are Chaz McCormick and Kyle Tucker. Robert Flores, MLB Network, will let us know if that is doable, if that can work, and if there's potentially another move That can happen. That's next.
Cheating or no cheating, we're going to tap that ass.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show. Sports Radio 610. Breaking news. Powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, the latest breaking news as the Astros trade Miles Straw and upcoming here in just a second. He's on the line. Houston's own Robert Flores of MLB Network will try to help me make sense of this because I'm not getting it. They traded Miles Straw for a right-handed reliever, but the next move for the Astros, according to our Sports Radio 610 insider Adam Spolane, Jake Meyers is 25 years old, 13th round pick. He is being called up. He is being called up to the big league team. Jake Meyers he's been in Sugar Land having a pretty good season, but
here you go. 343. 16 homers.
There you go.
I mean, come on, 51 RBIs. He's doing all right.
Interesting.
Just you're not real excited about it, huh?
Listen, I don't know him, so I can't tell you that I can be excited. But according to Adam, not that the prospects list matters, but he's not rated in the Astros top 30, according to Adam Spolane. So we'll see what that move is. All right, Robert Flores, MLB Network. The Astros are clearly one of the top teams in baseball. They're taking on the Giants tonight. If they sweep the Giants, they'll have the best record in baseball. They've made some moves to upgrade their bullpen that you like. And then with 15 minutes left in the trade deadline, they trade their center fielder, Miles Straw. And I'm not saying he's great, but if you're going forward, and then they did not add anything else, did they get better today by trading Miles Straw for the right-hand pitcher they got from the Indians?
I think that's difficult to answer right now because, you know, we got to see what Maton gives you. He does give you multiple years of club control. I think his strikeout numbers are pretty good, which swing and miss was something that the Astros bullpen desperately needed going into the week. But, you know, the thing with Miles, I didn't understand the move. I don't understand it. It didn't feel like it was one of need. Look, is Miles Straw George Springer offensively? No, not by any stretch. But it seems to me over the last several weeks he had started to turn the corner offensively. My main concern is defensively. And again, Miles Straw is not Willie Mays or Mickey Mantle out there, but he can play center field. He's got really good speed. I would just be a little hesitant on throwing. I mean, you mentioned the young man, Jake Myers, really good numbers, 16 homers at AAA. I would just be real hesitant of, you know how those games are, late innings of a playoff game in October. You better make sure you're good defensively in a tight ball game, especially in the postseason. So I'm interested to hear the rationale of why the Astros felt that this move was the right one to go with.
Well, I think you're dancing to the same tune that Show's in line with. He's got some concerns defensively. Roflo, do you lose that many steps in the outfield if you move Tucker to center and Diaz to right, and Diaz is your eight-hole hitter at that point in time, or Chaz McCormick, you insert him in some way, shape, or form? Do the couple of steps that you lose defensively speed-wise, is there more to the equation than that, or is it just a speed game with Miles Straw with his exit?
I don't know. I'm a big believer in – I like experienced guys, especially ones that have been thrown into the fire. And Miles Straw has definitely been a supporting cast member during these recent playoff teams, but at least he's been there. Chaz McCormick has made some really outstanding catches out there defensively. I guess you're right. Maybe in the late innings, if you wanted, you could put Tucker in center, McCormick in right. I don't know. Like I said, this one really confused me. Now, when I saw Miles Straw was being traded, I was like, oh no, that means they're getting Byron Buxton. That's what this means. That obviously wasn't the case. So, I really want to hear James Click and his rationale for this. Because like I said, it's a curious one for me.
Robert Flores, MLB Network. So now what looks to be the options? I mean, surely they're not throwing Jake Myers in and say, hey, here's center field for the team with the second best record in baseball. And here's center field. What is the realistic options you think? Is it Chaz McCormick? We kicked around Kyle Tucker. Is that where they're going, Chaz McCormick?
Look, I'm not going to front. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it's Clint, you mentioned Aledmys Diaz. He certainly is a super utility guy, and the Astros are glad to have him back. And, I think Michael Brantley is fine in left field. I really... Want to see. Look, I just know the Jake Myers young man, I only know him from his numbers. I have not seen him play. But just looking at his numbers that in Sugarland, they're pretty good. Obviously, there's a difference between AAA and the major leagues. We know this. But at least he has shown that, hey, maybe there's something there. But remember, there is not this second non-waiver trade deadline that there was back in the day when they got, you know, that's how they got Justin Verlander. The only way you can get guys on your roster is if they are just through the normal waiver process. So I'm really interested to hear the rationale for this.
Well, there's clearly a void in center field, and how the Astros deal with it will be. We'll just have to watch it unfold over the next week or so. Robert Flores of MLB Network joining us on Sports Radio 610. What about this pitching staff? To me, there's a couple of of things here, Roflo, that are a concern down the stretch, right? Is you've got one older pitcher and you've got two young pitchers in the starting rotation that we've never seen navigate a 162-game season. Zach Greinke being an older pitcher, that at some point in time, Father Time's going to jump on his back. How does he navigate a 162-game season again this year and be at his best in come playoff time? Is that something you see being a problem for Brent Strom and Dusty Baker as we go down the stretch here at, you know, at the second half of the season?
I think the biggest problem is, for me, I would rank them in this order. Framber Valdez has to stop walking people. That's number one. He has to get back to where he was a couple of months ago. You can't walk people like at the rate that he's going. And the other is Jake Odorizzi. He keeps, you know, getting to that fourth inning and then fifth inning, he starts running into trouble. Those for me are the two kind of the main concern. Framber has to be better because I think he's their ace. I had one Astros player tell me earlier in the season that Framber is our ace. So he needs to return to pitching like an ace. Lance McCullers has been pitching very well. I think Zach Greinke, look, you know what you're going to get. He doesn't have a lot of room for error, especially with the velocity that he now has. But he's been there before. For me, from a starting rotation perspective, it's Framber Valdez and Jake Odorizzi. What are they going to give you? Can they consistently give you production that a number one and maybe a number two or three starter in your rotation should be giving you?
All right, Robert Flores, MLB Network, joins us. Hey, Roflo, tell the people about what you're doing on Facebook and how they can connect with it.
Yeah, I'm about to, I got a lot of nerd tech here. Okay. So I'm about to fire up my stream. I'm going to be streaming and taking questions on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/RealRoflo. And we'll talk trade deadline. We'll talk the Dodgers, what the Giants did in getting Chris Bryant. And, by the way, assuming he goes on his regular schedule, Max Scherzer will make his Dodger debut against the Astros next week at Dodger Stadium. So that ought to be fun.
Fantastic. Mm. Fantastic, and that ought to be great. All right, Robert Flores, thanks for jumping on with us last second with this craziness happening at the end of the trade deadline. We appreciate you giving us your time.
Hey, you got it. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, you too. That's Robert Flores breaking down here. He seems to be confused. Myth. Now I feel like I'm a normal person with thoughts.
You're back to it.
I feel a little bit better. That's a little bit better. But we got some clarity for some. So Miles Straw out, and we'll see in center field for the Astros. All right, we've been at Camp Casario all week. Seth Payne, one half of Payne and Pendergast, has been there as well. And we want to get his thoughts. What's he thinking when he sees the Deshaun situation and the other things that has happened, especially the D-line and area, you know he knows. Seth Payne coming up next.
Enough of the mediocrity and nonsense.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Wild day here in Houston. Seth Payne, one half of Payne and Pendergast, joins us right now. You've been out at Camp Casario, as we have. You've talked to Nick Casario. With everything that's happened, the top thing that people are looking at, what's going on with Deshaun Watson? I'm just curious, because you have a different perspective, a former player in the league that is – seen a lot of things. What's been your perspective of watching everything that's occurred this week with Deshaun, the team, and how everything has played out?
You know, it's funny because I was talking to a Texans player today, and he said, well, I kind of asked him, like, so, you know, how's it really been? And he said, well, you know how it is. And I was like, kind of, I guess. Not like this. Maybe sort of. And it's the best way I could put it is that it's probably kind of like when you got, you know, a certain amount of dysfunction in your family. Maybe your brother's got some kind of issue, but your parents don't want to acknowledge it or believe it, and everybody just walks around tiptoeing around the topic all the time. I get the sense that that's what it's like, that there's this elephant in the room who wears a sweater to practice every day, and it's nobody probably have to worry about, and it's just it's a really, really uncomfortable deal. And I thought Clint probably described it best with the video he tweeted out. I encourage all of you to follow him on Twitter, but he tweeted it out afterwards, which was Clint described the scene of Deshaun at the end of practice just on his knee 30 yards away from everything else.
Unbelievable.
And it was just, it's a strange, strange scene. So I have a hard time putting words to what it must be like, other than that it is training camp. You know, 50% of the guys out there are going to get cut, especially on this team. It might be more than 50%, you know, and they'll re-sign more guys to replace them. So the one thing that keeps you from getting too distracted is that on this team especially, there are very, very few jobs that are safe. So guys got to worry about their own battles.
Seth, what about the, you know, I thought over three practices now, the two things, the heat is ridiculous. I don't know if the older we get, the thinner our skin is, or if it's really just that much hotter out there. I couldn't imagine being in pads, especially being a big guy playing D-line or O-line like you did. But the heat has been an absolute monster. They've been out there for 2.5 hours plus the first 2 days, 2 hours plus today. And I know I looked up today and I was surprised. Again, particularly O-line, D-line, interior, I was surprised of the tempo, the energy, the effort, the speed, and the really good work they were getting in, even though they weren't in pads. Is that a fair assessment, or do you see it differently?
Yeah, I thought so. And especially today, we were lucky because we got to watch the one-on-one pass rush drills, and some of the drills were moved closer to the media than they had been the first couple days. That's exactly what I thought, Clint, was there was a whole lot of activity, guys moving explosively. I think that at least part of that is that in this defense, guys, especially defensive linemen, are encouraged to just get after it. Like I can remember playing in the league, and I always played on pretty much gap control defenses. They always, you know, as a defensive lineman, you got to try to get your hands into the guy across from you. You got to try to control your gap. Sometimes you'd be two gapping, and it's not a real aggressive mentality. There's a whole lot of thinking that goes on.
Yeah,
a lot of
reading, Seth, reacting. Seth, I heard you were really good at holding people.
Yeah, they made a teaching tape about it 1 year for the officials, and I was a targeted man.
Bastards.
Yeah. But it's a lot of thinking when you're in those schemes. And that's like what Ross Blacklock was in last year. As a rookie going into a scheme like that, sometimes it's tough because you're trying to do everything the right way. And there's so many different responsibilities. And look, it's not rocket science. It's still playing defensive line. But you start thinking, you start slowing your movements down a little. In this scheme, what I was saying was when I was in the league, guys used to be really jealous of defensive linemen that got to play in Tampa in some of those schemes like Lovie Smith's, where you can just get off the ball and go. They want the defensive line sometimes to just play the run on your way to the quarterback. Get into the backfield, create havoc, and then the linebackers behind you will sort it all out. And it's a fun way to play. And I think you see some of those guys responded to that right now. And Ross Blacklock looks like a different guy.
See, that's where I was going to. You took that, but I need you to open up a little bit more on that, because you spoke about nobody else here would know what he's going through and what kind of step it would look like from a guy more than you who played the position. You talked about a lot with Ross Blacklock. I remember you saying last year, just like, if you could just talk with him about one thing about his head and how it and how it dips and everything. You said, you said it looks like a completely different person in 3 days. You think you see a step taken from Ross Blacklock?
I think I do, but now that's the big grain of salt, right, is that it's no pads. Now, the issue that Ross Blacklock was having last year was when he was trying to do all those things that I was just talking about, playing with his hands, doing gap control. That was when he would be having those issues where he dropped his head, and then you end up on the ground. Your body goes, you know, your body goes where your head leads, and if your head is down, your body goes down. So I think, again, if you're just getting upfield, rushing the passer, trying to penetrate all the time, that might be much less of an issue. But we'll see when the pads come on. That's when, you know, and you only really – you don't get completely exposed on that until you get into the games, because in practice, guys are trying not to go to the ground and everything. So sometimes offensive linemen don't really take advantage of that. We'll find out when the preseason games start if it's for real.
Hey, Seth, I want to go back over to the quarterback position with you real quick, because my mind's in a different place. I mean, I'm so into the technical side of playing the game and a guy's ceiling and you know, the ways he can, different ways he can threaten the defensive coordinator and stretch the field and all this yada yada yada, right? I mean, that's just where my mind's at when I watch it. I've always been curious, as a defensive lineman, when you're playing, Do you guys go, man, I don't want no damn rookie starting for me, and I'd rather have the 9-year vet, or do you just trust in the offensive coaches to make the right decision? How much of your thought is go really as a player out that's not in the huddle with that quarterback every day? Does your mind wander into those spaces, or do you just say, to hell with it, I trust them to go make the right decision?
You know, the only time I ever played with a rookie for an extended period of time was David Carr when he was a rookie. And as a defensive player, it can be frustrating because you can see exactly what his flaws are. You know, David Carr had an issue his rookie year where he was tipping the snap count. I mean, it was a big problem. He was dropping his hand right before the snap, and guys were picking up on that. And the first game, we kind of jumped out on Dallas, and it looked great. But by the second game, all those guys like Junior Seau and those other veterans on the San Diego Chargers defense had figured a few tells out. And things like that you can see when you're watching on the sidelines as a defensive player. You know, and we would tell David stuff like this, but rookies are working on so many things that they can't absorb it all. So that part can be frustrating. And I would imagine – you know, if at some point Davis Mills gets some starts this year, yeah, there's probably some natural, you know, wondering or questioning by defensive players. Hey, or, and, you know, wide receivers, like, hey, man, maybe, you know, Tyrod would be getting me the ball better. But that's also just part of life in the NFL, and especially with this team this year. The worst quarterback controversy I ever heard of from guys that I played with or around or guys in the league that I knew where players genuinely took sides in the locker room was Doug Flutie and Rob Johnson. That was, I remember Jay Foreman telling me that it was some guys felt like they had to stick with Rob Johnson. There were other guys that just felt like, man, no, Doug Flutie's the truth. This guy's a winner and you got to play him. So that it does happen. It does become a distraction, but that was a much more competitive team than this one will probably be.
Well, Seth, we thank you for jumping on with us. I know everybody needs to go ahead and get up, make sure you're listening to Seth and Sean in the morning. And I know you guys will be talking about this real quick preview. What's your thoughts about Miles Straw being out of here? They're trading him, and it looks like Chaz McCormick's going to be the center fielder.
Miles Straw, I'm glad that he proved me and so many other people wrong, but I'm also kind of glad not to have the reminder of it around all the time. I don't have to have any kind of, you know, moral regret over that or anything. And everybody loves Chaz McCormick. My only fear for Chaz McCormick is now you've got the pressure on you. You know, everybody, it was like with Lance McCullers. Everybody was very, very gentle and easy on Lance McCullers until he got that contract. And then all of a sudden he has one or two rough stretches, and it turns into the people saying it's the worst contract ever for a little stretch earlier in the year. So I'm excited for Chaz McCormick, but I'm also a little bit nervous for him.
All right, that's Seth Payne, man. Thanks for jumping on with us. And once again, make sure you check him out tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. T- to 8 tomorrow.
Hey, and everybody.
Tomorrow's Saturday. Never mind. I'm drunk.
Yeah, tomorrow's Saturday. You guys, somebody's on at noon tomorrow. I got to tell you guys, I actually have a couple more minutes because I'm on my way to the airport, and I was nervous about making that through. But the Galleria, I went like 37 miles per hour all the way through. It's like a red carpet laid out.
No way.
So, yeah, that's a good omen for the weekend, everybody.
That's good. I've never been to the Galleria, so I don't know if that's fast.
It's lightning fast.
Is it lightning fast?
Yes.
I haven't made that trip yet.
I'm not at the Galleria. I'm driving through. We call that whole section of town Galleria. But if you, at some point in your life here in Houston, you're going to find yourself asking, how is there a traffic jam at 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday? What the hell is going on here? But it's a rite of passage.
Hey Seth, when you get back, we're back to some kind of normal with everything wide open for us, man. We got to get out and get a drink, man. Climb a couple of them Blue Mountain Silver Bullets or something, man.
I don't want to create a conflict here, but I'm a Bud Light man, my friend.
Oh my God! All right, you gotta go here, Seth. That's it. Cut him off. Cut him off, Tyler. Seth Payne.
September 2nd, you can draft your fantasy team. Go to my Twitter for the link. With sponsored by Bud Light.
Get out of here,
Seth's
man.
A lot bigger than me, show. I ain't cutting him off.
For coming on.
Yeah, hey, that's good. I like it. We'll throw some ads up on the man together side
How
by side.
About that? That's great. Wow. All right. Seth,
thanks,
get
guys.
Out of here.
All right, safe travels, brother.
Oh man, I'm so excited. I've got Seth and Sean working tomorrow. I'm in everything. I mean, it's wild. Hell, you know what? While I'm excited, let's do it. Win you some Casario cash, baby. It's about that money. Texans GM Nick Casario is giving you an opportunity to win $100. This was him, a man of his word. He said this the other day when speaking to the media, gave a shout out to 610, and we're making him pay up on it.
The roster is kind of a day-to-day endeavor. I'm going to give a little shameless plug here for the guys at 610. Maybe you guys can take a poll. How many roster transactions are the Houston Texans going to have? And I'll maybe give $100 to the winner.
There's no damn maybe to it, Nick. You're giving $100 to the winner. Go to sportsradio610.com and take a guess at how many transactions that the Texans will make throughout the 4 weeks of training camp. Now, transactions aren't just trades, right? Transactions can be guys that have gone on the pub list or off it, like Lane Taylor and Marcus Cannon, or any movement off the main roster is a transaction.
The point is, it ain't going to be 3 or 4.
It's going to be a lot.
It's going to be a big number because you got Nick Casario moving and shaking at the top, and you got a very, very fluid roster. So it's going to be a big, big number. And they got to go to Sports Radio 610.
Yep.
You got to guess how many transactions, and if you get it right, you'll be qualified into a chance to have Nick Casario personally hand you $100 of his own hard-earned money.
I'm
and here's
so
the deal.
Excited.
You have until midnight this Monday. This Monday, you have until midnight Monday. So there's not a whole lot of time left. So make sure you do it. Make sure you call all your friends, call your family. Anytime we're giving away money, I like to encourage you to get your friends and get your family involved. Don't be one of them selfish sons of guns out there. Tell them that Sports Radio 610 is giving away some money. Nick Casario's breaking out a crisp hunt, and there's a chance. Make it happen, baby. SportsRadio610.com.
Right, yeah, we're feeling good, and Nick Casario's going to try to hook you up with a little cash. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Tyler producing this.
I really love Seth, his telling us that Ross Blacklock was looking good. Look, I'm not.
You need him.
I agree with you, but we don't have pads on yet. It's just in sweats. Hey man, if you're watching, if you played that position at an extremely high level, and you're watching a guy, and you can tell me he looks different, he's going to fit this scheme a little different. Hell, I mean, look, does he like to get hit, punched in the face, punched in the chin? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that'll always check you. And we'll find that out down the road. But right now, given what we're able to see for 2+ hours every day with the Texans, I'd much rather hear Seth Payne come on here and talk about, hey, Ross Blacklock looks good. He looks the part.
He didn't just say looks good. He said he looks like a different person.
Yes. Yeah, and man. That's what I want to hear, man.
So that's That's a big deal for the Texans. They need him.
I mean, look, Ross Blacklock and on the defense side of the book football, Ross Blacklock and Lonnie Johnson. I mean, those are two guys, and I don't know if I'm missing anybody in there. If I am, check me.
I'd like to see Lonnie Johnson, by the way.
But those are two guys that are draft picks over the last couple of years that we know are extremely talented individuals. They are gifted. They've been blessed with athleticism to play this sport in that particular position at a high level. If those two guys can just be average players, whatever that is. I mean, all my draft gurus out there that are worried about where somebody was drafted all the time, whatever, a cornerback or a safety, a DB that was drafted in the second round, whatever is an average career for that guy, if Lonnie can do it, it's a huge plus for this football team. If Ross Blacklock can get his production and his play reach a level that's just average that second-round draft picks in this league do, then you got a good thing moving forward. Yeah. I mean, that's the reality of it. So it's good to hear Seth, you know, talking highly about Ross Blacklock that we've seen, the little bit that we've seen so far.
Little update on the Miles Straw situation. Miles Straw traded to Cleveland for a right-hander, Phil Maton. He's going to be added to the bullpen. And this from James Click, the general manager for the Astros. He said he expects Chaz McCormick will fill in center field, and AAA outfielder Jake Myers, who just recently got called up, will be selected to the big league roster. Click said, and I quote, "We felt like we still needed one more weapon out there in the bullpen to solidify things out there. I felt Chaz McCormick had done everything to earn a lot more playing time. He's been exceptionally, Lord have mercy, effective. Jake Myers can bring a lot of athleticism to the team. That was why James Click made the decision he made with Chaz McCormick going to center field and then calling up Jake Myers." So that's where they're going. Felt like, as he said, I quote, "Chaz McCormick has done everything to earn more playing time." So, interesting move. Chaz McCormick, it's your time.
Yeah, look, I mean, we'll see. I mean, we got a small sample size so far. I think he's done some good things. I hesitate to say that it's an upgrade or a downgrade from Miles Straw. I mean, they're obviously different players at the plate. But I think it's unfair. We haven't seen enough of a sample size of McCormick as a starter to say it's good, bad, or indifferent when we're talking about Straw.
Well,
obviously there's a speed difference.
They feel like they have.
Yeah,
they feel like
most importantly, they feel like they have, right?
So we'll see. This is a situation that there are just as Robert Flores, who we had on earlier, confusing move that we'll see if it works. And Chaz McCormick, solid player, but my whole point was when you were gonna trade Miles Straw, if that was going to happen, you're gonna move on from him. You thought there'd be a clear upgrade.
Maybe there
will be, but at this point, I don't know.
You seen White Boy Chaz dance?
Coming up next, the Hall of Famer, the great John McClain, is joining us, and he'll be with us as he is always in the 4 o'clock hour on Friday. And Deshaun Watson, he took the whole frustration thing to a whole nother level today at practice. We'll explain to you exactly what we saw because it was different than the rest of the week. That's coming up next.
You got to perform on your honeymoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.